Hey, John, playing a little phone tag, right?
Yeah. Hi. How you doing?
So, I'm doing good, brother. Yeah. How you doing?
I would have answered. I would have answered the first time, but I'm in the habit of putting people on voicemail if I don't recognize their number. But your number goes through Blackfoot. Did you have? Now, is that where your other? How come? Why is that? Is that you got?
So you guys answer the phone. We use a voice over internet, right? So if you call that number back, you'll get a random person on our floor, but it reroutes our number to a local number, because we work on new accounts on this side. So if you if we call from our 877 number, you guys typically don't answer the phone, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, right. That's, yeah, typically, yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, now I know it's you at that number. But the other gal I talked to, what was her name? Was it Miss?
You talked to, hold on, I'll tell you right now, brother. Marietta. Mary. Yeah.
Yeah, Mary. Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if she was at your office or where she was at. But.
Yeah, so since COVID happened, right, we have, we have agents, all over now, you know? We used to all be in the office, but after COVID happened, our, our recruiter started hiring, worldwide even, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not exactly sure where Mary is, but I know we're not all in the office anymore, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. You can work in your homes, hopefully.
Oh, man, it's amazing. Yeah, I when COVID happened, because I love going to the gym, right? So what I did is I put, a gym garage together, right? And I love it, man. So I hit lunch and I go hit the gym in my garage and it's so convenient, man. I love it. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of, one of the, anything bad happens, there's always something overriding. That's good.
Right. You know, and I coach high school football out here too. So I lift with the kids a lot of the time now as well.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Yeah, so I've actually been using the gym a little bit less because I've been using the school gym.
Well, I need to pick up on some of that exercise stuff. I tell you, at my age, I really need it. But I need some more. I need more stretching. I think right now, kind of getting me slimmered up a little bit. But I do a little bit of it. Well, I had a couple of questions. I was wondering if there's anybody that you work with, and you might have even said so the other day, if there's any, if you had anybody you work with in my area and another business at all that I might.
Yeah,
know.
So what I'm going to do, because I heard your voicemail. When I first called, I just called. I didn't even listen to the voicemail, and then I listened to it after the fact, right? So we, in the email I sent you, it'll say branding businesses since 2004, okay? And there's a list of businesses that approve for us to use them as a, a referral. I can't send you just any business. They have to approve of it first. But what I'd rather do too is I'm going to send you a text to our website. You can see it on our website too if you just go to it. But it'll literally, because we work with a lot of painting companies through the U.S., have on there, kind of our strategy for painters specifically. And it has a question and answer portion on the bottom. It has a bunch of stuff in there. You know what I'm saying? So, if you want specific referrals, you could call though. That's going to be in the branding businesses since 2004 in the email. But I think what's better, so you can see painting specifically, I sent you the text with that portion to our website too, you know?
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. I just thought, and I could always Google reviews or whatever and see what shows up. But a lot of times you get some kind of AI answers or whatever. I hadn't spent a lot of time looking or anything, but I just feel like I need to do something different. And probably no accident that you called me at the time when I'm receptive to it. And if we went ahead on something, how would we proceed? What are the details, and how long would it kind of take to make something, get some results, you think?
Make it happen, right? Yeah. So I'll give you the great question. So we make it super easy on onboarding. So what would happen, right, is I'm going to verify business info, which I already verified the majority of it, radius, services you provide. I already have your niche stuff in there too. which again, I think would be really good for you to push, like your artistry, the colorist stuff, you know, like, I think that'd be super beneficial for you. But yeah. What I would do is just verify all that. I'm going to schedule a client interview with one of our technicians. Our techs are experts in keyword phrases. So they're going to go over the keywords in your area. They'll go over how you want your website to look. They'll ask a questionnaire on your business, like simple stuff you already know, like if you have a slogan, your main goal for your clients, yada, yada, yada. So we could put that all into the content, okay? So that's step one is that client interview, okay?
Okay.
Here's the full timeline you get in writing. Day one at sign up, you're going to have access to your client dashboard, so your tracking and reporting system. 7 to 10 days from sign up, we're going to have you submitted to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta. Now, you already submitted to Google, so that's already taken care of, you know? We're just going to have you add us as manager, basically.
So, and on that submission, I don't receive anybody from my phone. I don't receive any calls from Google. In other words, I don't receive any business. I do receive notifications that I'm missing business. But because I guess because I don't pay Google anything, I don't advertise with them, and I don't get any business. I'm just guessing that's why. I mean, I haven't followed through with it because I've had kind of a stigma to getting involved in, you know, and kind of just want to keep a local interaction and word of mouth, and, you know, Angie's is, well, I think it's just a big ripoff because I'm probably missing out on this business that I've heard about, you know, and I'm thinking I don't need it when I'm not getting enough business to Angie's anyway, so I need to do something different. But so what with the Google thing, you say I'm already hooked up to Google. I have my information there, but I just don't have a phone number. Is
nobody
that correct?
Can see it. No, you have a phone number attached to it, but nobody can see the listing. You know, like the problem is there's no website attached. It's not visible for just a keyword search phrase. Like if somebody types in painter near me, they have no chance of finding you unless they go to like the very back pages, which I don't even see you showing up for painter near me at all. You know, meaning that it's not categorized right either. So those are all things we're going to fix, right? We're going to make sure you show up for painter near me, best painters, painting contractors. You have a website attached to it, your photos, right? Like we're going to make it look good and appealing so they want to call you. So it's really like you're just not visible right now is why you're not getting any traction. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'd be
using us.
That's why I would pay you to do the marketing,
that's,
right?
That's why we're in this, you know, like
yeah. And it's very reasonable. I mean, if I get the business, $300 is nothing if I get, you know, 3 or 4 jobs a month or whatever.
Big time. And the way we're gonna do that, so 7 to 14 days from sign up, your website's gonna be up and live, right? Your Google listing's fully optimized, and your social media ads are running, right? So that's already going to bring you a bunch of traction there. What we send you in writing for you to rank on the first page of Google for 20 different keyword phrases, okay? Some you're going to see faster than others, but the timeline you get in writing to rank for all of them is 45 to 60 days from startup. Okay. So really 7 to 14 days, though, to answer your initial question, but really you want to give this thing 2 months. To see it like hit full stride, you know?
But you think after 14 days, I am reachable for people if we started
100%.
Like now, you know, between now and the 1st of May, if we got things rolling, you know, went through the process starting now, then in May, I should be getting some hits.
Correct. April 30th at the latest, because the website, in all our timelines, like, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, right? So even though we say 7 to 14 days, a lot of times we have that website and those meta ads and that Google listing optimized even faster than that. But, yeah, what you get in writing is basically to the 30th because it's 7 to 14-day time frame. But your meta ads are running at that point, which that's going to bring 100 to 150 clicks from that alone. You have your website, and your Google listing is, like, not categorized correctly right now, so we're going to fix all that. So you're already starting ranking in some keywords, you know?
Well, okay, yeah, I don't know if I mentioned, I just got my approved on bumping up my credit on my credit card accounts, so I'm you know, I've got the funds to
get
along.
Yeah, yeah, so. And I'll be your account lead on this too. So like anytime, like we make the onboarding super simple and super easy, right? If you ever have any questions though, John, all you got to do is call me directly and I'll make sure to take care of you, you know?
Oh, well, that's great. It sounds good. I hear your voice really well and I like that because as I mentioned, it doesn't happen that way.
Right. And, you know what's funny? My wife tells me I'm too loud sometimes, you know? I got like a coach's voice, you know? I'd be yelling.
Right. You got a coach's voice.
Yep,
or an announcer or, you know, somebody's that kind of voice. But that's good. I like that. I mean, I have hearing aids because for some reason, I don't know, I played in rock and roll band. But that might be why my ears are 40% off.
Right.
Or I don't know why, but anyway, if I didn't have hearing buds in, I would still hear you fine because your voice penetrates.
Perfect. Yeah, anytime you talk to me, take the earbuds out. You know,
right? If I want it softer, I can turn the volume down, or else I can take the buds out.
There you
go. Any kind of options.
That's right. So let me verify. So this 208-680-2252 number, that's the best number for your clients to reach you at, right?
Yeah, that's my only number. I just keep that, have everything close to that.
I say that's the best one then.
Yeah, keep it simple. Yes, I want to simplify my life, and it's, you know, it's not definitely simple yet. I'm a complex person, but I'm working on it. I mean, to me,
I think that's why
simple.
We'll work well together too. I always like my clients to know everything that you're getting, but to simplify it, like really, we do the majority of all the work for you. You just got to kind of sit back and answer those calls and go do the jobs. You know,
go do the job.
Yep.
You know, that's
yes,
it. Yeah, and because if things click right here, then I want to put just turn off Home Advisor, and I just put them on. If I start getting jobs for you, then I'll just put them on pause. And then if that just doesn't let down, I'll just turn them off. I noticed they had a place on their page to turn them off.
I believe they turn off for 48 hours, and you have to call if you want to turn it off longer. I've had a lot of clients do that after they get rolling with this, for sure.
Is that how now? Is that how yours works? You can pause.
Ours, you would pause per month. So let's say, because obviously, like in December, you're probably not doing too many painting jobs, you know, depending on the weather, right? Or you're doing interior only. But if you decide to pause the business for like 3 months, for example, we have like a seasonal hold. So you would pause it per month if needed. During the seasonal hold, we keep all your listings, your website, everything's up, right? But the only thing that's not up is your social media ads won't be running. And we're not continuing to optimize you, which means your rankings will drop on Google, but you don't really need them up during, while you're on pause. You know what I'm saying? So, so ours, you would have to call and pause per month type of thing.
Per month, then.
Yeah.
Correct. It's not like a per week or anything, but if you don't pause, then it's just up to me to, do customers have, they can leave me messages, right, on the answering?
Yeah, all your listings stay active. Your website's up, your Google page, Bing, Apple, Meta, like everything's still active during a pause. Yeah.
So when I notify you for a pause, what are you actually doing? Are you stopping a flow of some sort?
Yes, we're stopping the social media ads, so your ads will stop running on Meta. And then also, we're pausing your posting and your optimization on Google, so your rankings will fall. So kind of like right now, you're like a billboard in the middle of a desert type of thing, right? With how your listing is.
Oh, okay.
So when we stop optimizing, that's how it'll kind of go back to you until you reactivate with us, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it goes back to you're not invisible. You're not visible.
Yeah, exactly. Like right now it's spring and it's going to be summer. You're not going to want to pause during those seasons. When we get more towards like fall, winter, right? Me and you will be talking. If you're like, hey, you know, I want to pause it for a couple months, right? Or 3 months or whatever it is. all you got to do is let me know, and I'll make sure to make it happen for you, for sure.
Well, usually in the wintertime, businesses drop off because of holidays,
right,
for one thing.
Right.
But, and so I don't think I'd want to pause it at that time unless I turned on the art business and pushed that, which, yeah, that would be what I need to do. By the way, I don't plan on stopping my painting business because of the art business, because I get my exercise through doing this work. I just might want to trim it back some if I get busy with one of the other.
I really feel like you being an artist too is going to help push the painting business. Like, I really, really have a good feeling about that, because all the painters I've talked to, I haven't ran into one that's a colorist or like does like really good fine art. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's going to be beneficial for you, for sure.
Yeah, and what doubles that is in my interior decorating experience.
Yeah.
Been that all my life, and so that's put that with art to colorists, and I mean that's all a customer needs. They got it's all you can do for them. It's the color they're wanting, on the you know, the design of their feature wall or whatever, or if they want a mural.
right.
So
we'll push the mural.
So, yeah,
too. Like usually that's a keyword that search. Is it the address I have for you is 396 North 800 East, right?
That's changed about 2.5 years ago. I live right in the middle of Idaho.
Okay.
I live in the right in the dead center of Idaho Falls.
Okay. What's the new address?
263 7th Street.
7th Street. Okay.
And now, do I need to have an address exposed on?
No, that's what I was going to ask you. We can hide it online if it's a residential address.
If I have to have an address, I would prefer to have the address of the paint company I do 90% of my, or 90 to 100% of my work with, their address. Because then, I mean, I could even probably just tell them that. And, I mean, I don't know, they'd probably say yes, because it's like I'm working with them so much. But if I have to have an address, I give you my address for hidden, and then if I have to have another address, I would find out if I could use theirs.
No, you're going to want to use yours. You can't list multiple businesses in the same address. So all I'm going to do, I'm going to use your 263 7th Street, Idaho Falls, but I'm going to hide the address. That way you don't have random people showing up at your house.
Right. Okay, right. Keep that hidden. That's great. That's great.
Yeah. You don't want to try to use theirs, because if they, like, let's say they're verified, it's not going to allow you to do it.
It's not going to work.
If they're not verified, it's not going to allow them to verify later. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my house is so, it's so small that I don't have any place there.
It's just the area.
To work. Yeah. I got a storage, place. I got a shed, but I don't have a place to, you hardly put my paints.
I'd say around 80% of our clients have the address hidden, and out of our painting clients, probably closer to 100%. It's a common thing to hide it. Now we're gonna be able to do a radius around you. So from Idaho Falls, I have you down for a 30-mile radius. Is that accurate?
Well, yes. We talked a little bit about this Jackson area, and you mentioned the Wilson.
That was just outside of 50. Okay, yeah.
Just outside of 50. But if we were able to go to 60, it would include Jackson, I think, wouldn't it?
Yep, I have that in the notes right here, actually. So let me put you in for 60 to get Jackson in there, too.
But the thing of it is, can I change that when I want to?
Yeah.
If I want to, because, I think what I'd like to do is have it kind of seasonal. I'd like to turn on Jackson and get a couple jobs there, in the spring and summer. Because in the wintertime, you got to go over the Teton, the Rocky Mountains to get to them.
Got you. And you
got to
go
through a lot of winter weather and roads get closed,
and
all that stuff.
Tire chains and everything.
And I got to drive 3 hours drive to get there and back. I mean, a total, it's an hour and a half at least to get there.
Even let's say spring, summer, you're like, man, I'm getting pretty swamped. You just call me and I'll narrow down the radius for the ads too, for sure.
But I would wonder if I would be curious to see if that, if I were to try, I don't think I'd want to do it. I think the drive, even though I don't mind the drive, it's scenic and you can get used to it, but it really rubs on my family because it extends my day to, 10, 11, 11-hour day or so, and I really like to keep it around 6. That's what I wanted to
do. Yeah, I would recommend getting started. Just, you know, let's roll with that to target Jackson too, right? Like, let's do the 60, and then you'll get a feel for it, you know? And if you're like, okay, this is the perfect amount of traction, right? Like, we'll keep it rolling at that radius. Or if you want to kind of scale it back, right, then we could do that no problem too.
So you're saying go for the big one and then trim it back.
Yeah.
By getting overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And that way,
yeah, for sure.
That way I can shut down. I could feel comfortable about shutting down Home Advisor probably if we do get the thing. But the thing of it is that if I get overwhelmed right off too, I mean, I don't want it to break me. I mean,
right.
I just physically. So because it's not going to take much to keep me busy for a month. You know, two big jobs is plenty in a month. But if I get to do 3 or 4, they're not too big.
Right, right. So we just got to kind of fill it because that's easy to hit, you know. So we just gotta kind of fill it out, and me and you just gotta communicate with me, you know, like
okay.
Let me know,
right.
Hey, this is too much, let's scale it back, or you know, it might be the perfect amount as well, you know, which
well,
yeah.
So then if I get I see that I'm booked up for a month, then I say to you, well, we better
yes.
Shut it down for a month.
Yeah,
one
month booked out, it may be beneficial to still get calls, right, and kind of schedule them out later. So we just gotta, it's gonna depend. It's kind of, it's not as black and gray, right? Like, there's a lot of color to it.
I'm going up to Jackson, I'm going up there for work, then it's gonna be easy for me to measure people who are up there too, to take jobs, because I'm gonna already be up there and want to drive an hour and a half to measure for some job.
Right.
Already be up there working on some other job so I can hit them, you know, on a day that I'm up there already. But
right.
Yeah,
that
I'm going to have to manage, it. So, and like you say, even though if I shut down promotion and that's not going to shut off people calling. So I'll have to schedule out for, you know, schedule a second month. And then if I, you know, I don't have to shut the flow off like with Home Advisor, because with them they charge money for every single job they give me. It's just me talking to people and telling them I'm busy, and they can call some other painter. And if you really click with each other,
if you get there, just call me too, and we can pause it. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah, I'll just say, hey, you got any ideas?
Yeah. I'll say, hey, pause it for a month, John.
On it.
You know? But we're going to fill it out for sure, though. This is going to definitely give you exposure. So we'll start at 60, and then we'll just see how it goes from there and just kind of keep, like, revisiting it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have the address. For your confirmation emails, right, martinpainting412@gmail.com. That's the best email address, right? Okay.
Right.
Awesome. All right. Okay, so John, next step to this, what I'm going to do is just secure billing info. I'm going to read a voice verification to you outlining our service agreement, that everything's month to month here, no contracts. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with one of our technicians. Again, that's where they do all the fun stuff, keywords, color scheme of the website, etc.
Okay.
Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with us today, is it John Martin on the card, or is it like Jonathan?
Yes.
How's it read?
No, it's just John Martin.
John Martin, perfect. And billing address is the new address, right? The
263
7th Street?
Perfect. Yes, 83401 is a zip code.
Got it. And is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are, John.
All right. That's 4758 9650 2693 and 7706.
Perfect. And expiration date?
0128.
All right. And the CVV code?
That's 429.
All right. So I'm going to repeat it back for accuracy before I code the card out.
Okay.
So I have 4758. 9650.
Yes.
2693.
Mm-hmm.
7706.
That's correct.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm coding out the card now, assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Martin Painting.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
John Martin, and I'm the owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is April 16th, 2025. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $398. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot, you know?
Yeah, I just had a question. If you cancel, mm-hmm. can you reinstate a certain point or what?
If we have a position still open. So I actually just had one of those. I believe yesterday, where they canceled like 4 years ago or whatever, and it just so happened that position and area was open. So it really just depends, right? What you'll want to do more so to be safe is you won't want to cancel. You'll want to pause your account. You know what I'm saying?
Pause.
Yeah.
Well, if a person does cancel, yeah, I totally agree. I don't know why I asked you just because it popped up. But mm-hmm. if they do cancel, then does that close your – what happens to your web page at that point?
Great question. So all the directories we create for you, so Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Meta, we make you the owner of all those directories. So if you were to leave us at any point, you keep all of that. Now, for the website, we give you two options, okay? You could either buy the website out for $99, and then you have to host or maintain the site yourself. There's various hosting sites, like GoDaddy, Wix, yada, yada, yada. Or you could pay us to continue hosting the website at just $49 a month. So the reason we have those measures in place is we understand, like, you guys put, like, your website on your business card, on your T-shirts. Like, we don't want to hijack them. So if you were to leave us, you have those two options. Yes, sir.
That's good. That's nice. That's good. That's good of you to do that. That's a non-aggressive approach to it.
Yeah, it's the right way, you know, because I've had a lot of clients, unfortunately, like switch from other companies to us. And, you know, I've heard about some horror story. I hear a lot of other companies will hijack your listings. We don't do that. We make you the owner of everything, and we give you those options for the website as well. 100%.
That's good. Yeah, I got to find out about my, when I get my art, I got, like I say, the art website I have. I got to find out a lot of things about that. They have, I have a lifetime, maintenance on it, which they do for free. So, encourages me to stay aboard, but I don't know much else other than that. Anyway, I don't have to talk about that. That's kind of a whole different story.
Yeah. We could put, like, we're all about helping your business. So we could obviously put your art business, like the website link, on your other website too, and kind of make them like hand in hand to try to push that as well. You know what I'm saying? So
if anyone's interested in that, it's plugged into their ear. You know, they can their eye. They see something there. You know.
Yeah, we want you to be successful. Out. So we're not going to be like, oh, we didn't build it. We're not going to help it. You know, like
I don't want to psychologically have one of my businesses work against the other one. And so that's why I'm bringing them into one under one, because I have to, the way you have to treat your mind is you can't really fight against it and be successful. You need to go around it gently. You have to kind of love it into position.
Right. I agree.
It's like child.
I don't know why, but I just, cause man, I've been here 8 years and I worked for two other SEO companies before this one too. So I've talked to a lot of painters. And I can't think of one that had a fine art business too. And it's just crazy to me. So I really feel like you're going to kill it with this, you know, like just because of that fact. Like I would pick you just because you do fine art to paint my house. You know what I'm saying? Like I just feel that way, but we'll see how it transitions to the client searching and everything for sure. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm excited about it, you know?
Yeah, me too. I'm really interested, but I know it took me, that's one reason why I didn't become a painter years ago. I started 8 years ago, but I could have started way back in the 80s, but I didn't. And I kept thinking, well, if I'm going to be an artist, I already deal with paint enough. I ought to do something that was not paint, just to help, you know, have a little more variety in it.
Right.
And so I didn't start it, but I started the painting business 8 years ago, kind of out of necessity, because my kids grew up and then they started coming back and without, because they couldn't get work going very well, and they brought with them kids and a spouse and a cousin and their kids, and I needed more income because they didn't bring the income with them. And so I started moonlighting on this business while I was working at I can't even leave it in a cabinet shop. I didn't take over my dad's decorating business, so I ended up just having to do my own whatever I was doing. And
I was going
to
ask you how you got into the decorating. So it was your dad's business with the interior decorating?
He's a decorator. Okay. So I grew up young and growing through different phases of the business, and I, you know, just kind of a natural in that way. But when I had the chance to take over the business, I was just too – our family wasn't really the kind of lovey family, you know, together. My parents weren't really that bonded. And my dad had a lot of buried anger. No, it wasn't that great. So, and that's fine. I don't have any judgment on it. I think everybody has their package and that I think we choose it, but you know, so I decided not to take over his business because I just kind of felt like I needed to get away, you know, and kind of need the space, you know, to kind of, you know, let things be different. But anyway, so that's one reason why I didn't want to start the painting business. But yet I wish I would have years earlier, because it would have allowed the independence I really needed, because I'm really that kind of person. It's, I mean, I work and cooperate with other people. I can work for other people now, but I do better independently because I can.
Right.
But even though I need to, you know, I've had to mature in this painting business. Like, the really picky detail customers are my best growth period, because I'm the other way. I see the bigger picture details I've had to learn. So they've been my best growth as those sequential thinkers that see details, even if it's ugly, even if it's hard to live with. But I may have to spend an extra week on some jobs just to get it the way they wanted it, because my principle is, you know, the golden rule, you do to others and, you know, they do to you. And that's where the success of my business 100%. Is, but I've had to grow into that.
Right. No, yeah, that's awesome, man. So you like it when they're a little more kind of nitpicky, right? It sounds like? Like with the painting jobs or?
Well, I like a apparently I like a challenge.
There you go.
And the way it is I've gotten my standards high so that I can cover most of the basis of those kind of people. So if they have something on top of that, then that's good. Then that's just something else I learned or some other stretch I made. They're like, I made that customer happy because of what they wanted. But you got to have a happy medium of not saying, okay, I want your eyes on this job too and everything. I'd rather say, when I'm done with the work and I've inspected it, then I want you to tell me and see anything you see, you know, at the end, because otherwise you got everybody's eyes, all going all at once and you feel like you're being controlled through the whole thing. So
yeah. With every brush stroke you're doing, right. You're getting like, hey, you're up to their end, right? Down, you know, like,
so it's better to let them do it at the end after you.
No, I agree.
And I learned it's better to inspect a room at a time instead of the whole thing. You just can spend a whole day on touch up if you're a touch up kind of person. And as you do it room to room, right after room, just touch it up as you go. That's the best way to go. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff I've learned. I have had to learn.
Taped in. That's no fun, you know. I've done a little painting with my cousin before, man. It was really meticulous with that taping, I feel like, you know. I'm like, dang, man, I just want to paint, you know. Let's see.
Sure.
So client interview, we block off an hour. Usually the call takes like 30, 45 minutes or so, just so you can plan accordingly. So it is a lengthy call. The soonest time they have, so they have at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. They have as late as 4 p.m. And they have all the slots in between except for the 1 p.m.'s booked. So what time works best for you? Let me ask you that.
I think we should go with the 4 p.m.
4 p.m.? Perfect. All right, so you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local / on it, CI, which just means client interview, and then EN for English. I used to always get asked what that meant, so I just tell you guys now, you know, like CI is client interview, EN is English.
Gotcha.
1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming.
Okay.
And the appointment is going to come from our 877 number. Okay, so now that you're a client, the text when they call for that client interview, it will be from our 877.
Okay.
Now, the way it's going to work, as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first from the 877 number, and I'll introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay, all right.
All right. If I'm on the phone with another client, right, then they call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment, you know?
Okay.
All right. Few questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Text messages are best.
Perfect. We do all three, too, just so you know, but I'm just going to put text preferred.
Yeah, emails aren't that great because, now I'll probably start looking at them every day and that, but it's just that getting to them is not as easy as texting.
Right, for sure. Just so you know, we do send email updates. We've sent you some already, and I'll kind of let you know, like, I'll walk you through those in a second. Let me just make sure I get these notes over to your tech here. If I remember correctly, you had a business Facebook page, right? Check.
For
the fine art or?
I do for the fine art and I have posted something about my painting business, but I have done nothing about it. I don't even know how to get to it.
Okay. So let me see real quick.
Cause I remember there's a picture up there of a scaffold in a kitchen and but okay. I've never solicited business on it, really.
Let's see. This one is not you. Hold on. This is Justin Martin. Let me do a scan real quick. If you have one just for the fine art business, what they'll do is they'll create you a business page. And again, they'll make you the owner of it. But let me make sure there's not one out there already, okay? Give me one.
Okay. Yeah, my fine, John Martin Fine Art in Idaho Falls is the...
I saw that one. Art. Yeah, I saw that one already. But let me make sure, let me see if there's a Martin painting one. Give me a second here. Just got to run this in-depth scan. If you want, while I'm doing this too, you could pull your emails up. Give me a second here.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, the one you're going to want to pull up first is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
I found your Yelp page. It doesn't look like there's a Facebook page for Martin Painting. So I'm going to have them create you one. And there, our meta department's really good, so I'll have them do another check too, you know? Please create.
Which email you want to pull up?
Okay, so the first one you want to pull up is going to be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Initial Invoice.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Welcome to Local Splash. Actually needed Local Splash Initial Invoice. Okay.
All right, and then when you pull that one up, fifth line down, you're going to see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Go ahead and click that.
Okay.
And this is going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, okay? You can take your time to review this. I'm just going to recap it for you right now. So under services, you're going to see Google Business Profile Optimization and then Google Business Profile Access. That's the map section on Google, okay? Then you're going to see directory submissions. Those are the main directories we're submitting you to. So Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. Okay.
Let's see. I'm just looking for directory submissions. Is that a part of
it? Yes. That's a part of it.
The business profile, or is that a different? Oh, I see it. Directory submissions.
Yeah. So it's everything I'm going just kind of scrolling down, you know? Then you're going to see My Site Custom Website. This is one I wanted to go over with you. So we're on a recorded line. Your My Site is included at no additional charge. So you'll see something about like add-on plug-in fees and like there's no additional fees. That will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. It'll say My Site $0. Okay.
Okay. I haven't seen the word My Site yet.
It should be under directory submissions. It'll say My Site Custom Website.
Where is that?
Let's make sure you're on the right page. Are you on the Local Splash Terms of Experience where it says services?
I just, on the page it has directory submissions.
Directory submissions. Yeah, it should be right below directory submissions. So you just got to keep scrolling and then it will say My Site Custom Website.
Is it down quite a ways?
No, it's right below offboarding terms on directory submissions.
Okay, I got offboard terms, and then website support, hosting, maintenance.
Oh, okay. So right above website support, hosting, maintenance, it's going to say My Site Custom Website.
Oh.
In the,
okay.
Yeah,
there
you
it
see
is.
It now? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, that's the My Site, and if you keep scrolling, like, it'll say stuff about, like, fees on there. Like, I always get questions on that about, like, add-on, plug-in fees. There's no additional fee.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So after you review that, you're also going to get the Facebook business page access and Facebook ads. Those are those retargeted ads we're running for you on Meta.
Okay.
And then you will get to Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, and Yelp Ads. Those are, it's going to be a long stretch. So it'll say Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, Yelp Ads. Those are not services included in this platform. Those are all upgraded services. I don't foresee you needing them, but let's say like 6 months down the line or, you know, springtime next year, you're like, hey, Dan, I got like 4 crews, right? And I'm expanding or something. Like, if you need more leads or clicks, we have ways to do it for you. You know what I'm saying? But those programs, like the amount of work you need, I don't think you need any of those yet. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think so. Because I'm just, if anything, I might be kind of downsizing business because of the art factor.
Right. You know, so.
But that could change because if I end up, my daughter, she wants to take over my business, but she's a young mother right now. And, you know, if it keeps going, she might want to take it over. That might keep things perked up a little. And her husband's very sharp, but I think he's more a builder. So he might get into building homes, and then she could paint the homes or whatever.
That'd be awesome.
Help her.
Watch your grandson take it over too, you know, or granddaughter. Like, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know? So at any point, though, if they wanted or you wanted to upgrade, you can. You know, those are all upgraded programs, though. So the Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, and Yelp Ads, there will be stars next to them. Those aren't included in the platform you're on. Okay?
Okay.
Google Workspace will be the next one. That's optional. That's like a business email. If you're interested in a Google Workspace, your technician will go over that with you in the client interview. You know,
okay.
I don't think you really need one, but if you want it, they can offer it. It'd be like if they make a martinpainting.com, they could create you an email that's like john@martinpainting.com is what a Google Workspace is. You know.
Huh.
And then advanced reporting is why we're on this page. I'm going to get you logged into that next, okay?
Okay.
Live client support, any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. SMS communication is just telling you we communicate via phone call, email, and text. If you don't answer, for example, we'll just send you a text letting you know we called. Okay?
Okay. Right.
And then delivery dates and client responsiveness. Client responsiveness is super important. In a second, I'm going to send you another email on how to add us to your Google business profile. That'll be important. Being there for your client interview. Like, obviously, you know, you're going to get super busy, and we understand that, but you want to definitely, like, be as active as you can with this, if that makes sense, you know? And then delivery dates are the same we went over. You know, day one, tracking system, 7 to 10 days, directories are done, 7 to 14 days, website's up, social media ads are up, Google listings live, and then 45 to 60 days, we have you ranking for all your keywords. That should happen faster, really.
Okay.
And then you'll see that everything's month-to-month, no contracts, what goes where, how your pricing breaks down. At the bottom, after you reviewed everything, okay, it's going to have you check 3 different boxes. One, agreeing to receive text messages. One, certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And one, acknowledging that the payments are automatic and reoccurring. After you check those boxes, it will have you type your name in at the bottom. If you're on a cell phone doing it, you have to turn the phone sideways to see the confirm button. But once you hit confirm, it will take you to a username and password screen. And that's for your tracking and reporting system. Okay. Let me know if you have any questions on there, too.
So you're saying I should read over this whole thing before I mark these boxes?
Yes. Yeah, you can take your time to review it, 100%. So after you check those boxes, okay, and then you type your name in and hit confirm, it will take you to a username and password screen. Your username and password is in your welcome to local splash email.
Okay.
So if you want to take your time with it, 100%. Take your time, review it, and then, yeah.
I trust you. I can mark it right now if we're good, and then you can help me finish it up. I just kind of not to, I don't know, I need to learn, get into this, this stuff more, but I'm not too, if I have any questions and I don't make it through right now, sometimes I have a hard time. I get stumped easy.
Okay. Yeah, so check the boxes, type your name in and hit confirm, and then I'm going to show you how to get back to it too, okay?
Okay, I can fill in the boxes now if it'll do, if I do it. Can I do it with my finger?
Yeah. Just hit them with your finger,
okay.
And then gotcha. In the orange box at the bottom, when you hit it, it'll have you type your name in. Like, it should bring up the,
gotcha.
The letters to type, and then you got to turn your phone sideways to hit the confirm button.
Okay, I'll turn it sideways, and all right, I think that did it.
Okay.
Now it's got the welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, and your Apple username?
Yeah, is that just my company name or what?
No, it's going to be your phone number, no spaces, so just the 10 digits, so 208-680-2252.
Okay, got it.
Okay, your password? Okay, it's all lowercase letters, all one word. So no capital letters, all lowercase. I'm going to say it, then spell it, okay? It's my ads. So M like Michael.
Uh-huh.
Y like yellow.
Yes.
A like apple.
Uh-huh.
D like David.
D. Okay.
D like David. Yeah, and then S like Sam.
My word disappeared when I pushed the D.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, so just go back to the password.
Uh-huh.
And I would just delete it and restart it. Yeah, so it's going to be my ads.
My ads with just one D?
Yeah, one D. Yes, sir. So M like Michael, Y like Yellowstone, A like Apple, D like David, S like Sam.
Okay. 1, 2, 5 letters.
Yes, sir.
My ads. Okay. I'm going to write that somewhere.
Oh, you should, it should say keep me signed in. You're going to want to check that box.
Remember me?
Yes, remember me. That way you don't have to put the username and password in next time. You just go straight to it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yes, I love that.
Okay.
Okay. Then do I push sign in now?
Yep.
Or just
sign in. Yes, sir.
Okay. It's not doing anything.
Okay. It should take you to a dashboard in a second.
Well, my password went away.
Okay.
Uh-oh. My phone number's wrong.
Oh, okay. No worries. Just got to retype the number. Make sure you put the area code, too. So 208-680-2252.
Yeah, I hit a 9 instead of an 8.
No worries, it happens.
Yeah, and now I do the password again, of course.
Yeah. My ads. No capital letters either.
Okay, all right, now that should get us there.
Okay.
Okay, I click signed in, and I'm to a new page.
Okay, it should say connect your Google listing, right?
Yes.
Go ahead and click the X on that, because I'm going to have somebody walk you through that from our tech side, just to make it easy.
Just take that out?
Yeah,
okay.
Just click the X on it. And then what you can get a jump on, do you see on the left-hand side where it says business info?
Let's see. Oh, is...
I'm on a computer, so it might actually not be the left-hand side. It's just down a ways. It'll say under profile. It'll say business info.
I don't know if we're on the... Oh, yeah. It says under profile that says all time.
All
like
time.
Like a calendar.
Hmm.
This says Facebook on the side. It says, Local Splash Advanced Reporting Beta up at the top.
Okay, so, and then you click the three lines, right? Okay.
Should I click the three lines?
Yeah, go ahead and click them. Click the three lines.
There's a red sign right under that says connect to Google, and I think that's one. Whoops.
Yeah, I'm going to help you. Oh, I'm going to have somebody walk you through that.
I got to get rid of a call trying to come through. Hold just a second.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, I'm back. But the page is up, says local, taking me to the front page, I think.
Yeah. Do you hold on. Do you see where it says, like, home, leads, website, listing, Google Insights, Facebook ads, Google ads, or no?
This is just a local splash original page. I need to push the click here button, I think.
Okay. Go ahead and click it. Let's see.
Okay. Go to the Chrome. Okay. It just flashed. Now it says local splash terms of experience.
Hmm.
And then it has my name. Find at the bottom. So, well, we got messed up because of that phone call.
Okay. No worries.
Below is a summary of the complete terms. This is a summary of the complete terms where I sign, and it's dated at the bottom, but it looks like it's the end page, maybe. I don't know.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me go to that same spot just so I can try to get you out of there. Hold on. Let's see. So terms and conditions. Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. Terms of experience. Click here. Hold on. Nope, that's not it. Okay. I'm learning here too. Let's see.
If I scroll down, that takes me to all the stuff that I was supposed to review before I click the three boxes. And that page is up too with the three boxes checked. Anyway,
okay.
I scrolled down to it. So
let's do this. So go back to your browser and just type in my.localsplash.com. Here, I'm gonna text it to you just so you can just click it.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So I can remove this. What's there and then push in what?
My.localsplash.com.
Okay, that's in the browser, so I click go.
Mm-hmm.
That takes me to where I just was.
Okay.
And that's the page that we went over.
On the terms.
Gilbert Business, and
okay. Got it.
And then I still have the box at the bottom that I checked three boxes and put my signature in, and it has the date.
Okay, so I'm sending you over a text right now, okay? Go ahead and click on that link.
Just go out of here?
Yeah, just go out of there. Just go to the text and then just go to that link right there.
Okay. And log into your account. Is that where I'm going?
Yeah, just click the text that I sent you, just click that link.
Very top, okay. All right. I clicked it.
Okay. Now it should say Local Splash Advanced Reporting, right? Beta.
I got Fine Finish Painting Co. Oh, this looks like an ad for showing. Maybe there was a lot of information on that text. Maybe I didn't go down far enough.
Should have been the most recent text that I sent you. It should just be like it says https://my.localsplash.com.
Okay. Now I on one that says painting contractor marketing ideas for your paint business.
Nope. Okay.
That's not it. Okay.
Got you.
Maybe.
All right. Here.
Let me go back to my text and see if I got the right one. I just took the very top one. But, okay, there's one that says you received a call on your Local Splash call tracking number. And then there's Local Splash John, your new call tracking number is. Those are the only other two text messages I've gotten.
Okay, hold on. Let me resend it right now and let me see.
Okay, and I'll stay here at the text. Yeah.
So here we go.
Okay, I hear it coming.
Okay.
My phone's getting low on power, so.
It's all good. We'll get it down.
Yeah.
So click that new link that I sent.
I don't see a new link yet.
Super weird.